Hey there, this is Seth Juarez with Channel 9, again with Amir Rajan. You do a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, so I have a hat now.
So what is it that you got going on? Tell us what you got.
All right, so I know everyone loves testing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I know everyone loves web automation, UI automation.
Yes,
with Selenium.
Of course. I mean, I'm drooling, right? I almost fell asleep when you said those things, actually.
So, you know, that was something that I was really struggling with, was just doing Selenium automation is so difficult, mm-hmm. right? So a friend of mine and I, we worked together to build out this this open source project in F sharp.
Oh, interesting. So like it's double cool, like testing and F sharp.
Yes. Yeah, so personally, I wanted a way to get into F sharp. You know, it's kind of difficult when you have a mission critical application. So it was really easy to say, hey, I can do automation
testing,
in F sharp.
Absolutely.
Right. So let me show you. So this is an F sharp script.
Okay.
And what this actually is going to do is going to clone the Canopy repo. So the project is called Canopy F Sharp.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's a web automation framework. And I'm going to show you what it's like to actually test and do UI automation in F Sharp using Canopy.
This is cool. It's like cross everything almost.
Yeah, it's so awesome, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the challenges was that I wanted to be able to test these things interactively. So all I'm going to do is highlight these lines and I'm going to hit Alt Enter.
Okay.
And that's going to send this stuff to F Sharp Interactive.
Okay.
Right? So C-sharp doesn't have an interactive console, but F-sharp does.
Okay.
So by doing that, you already see the browser open up, right?
Holy cow.
Yeah, so I'm going to go in here and select the line again, and it hit Alt-Enter.
Okay.
There we go. I brought up github.com.
Oh, so here's, I think I'm getting this. So you write this script.
One line at a time.
One line at a time. And the beauty of this is if you're running like a regular like Selenium project, if I remember right, you have to build a thing and then run it, and then it has to make a mistake, and then you got to go back and make the fix.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So here's an interesting thing. So I want to be able to log in. So I'm going to right click and let's say like inspect element, right? That's mm-hmm. what you would do. And you figure out, you know, you would use this thing and figure out what CSS selectors and stuff it has. Of course, I already figured it out here. So then I'm going to run this line, and I'll hit Alt-Enter again. Mm-hmm. And it sends it. And I can just notice nothing happened. But as soon as I close it, that's when it kicks it off.
So how does it know that, like, you're in F12 type stuff?
So this is still Selenium under the scenes.
Okay.
So it uses the Chrome WebDriver, just knows that to, you know, just stop sending the stuff over.
Got it.
And then after that, sends it over, right?
So you can effectively, like, if you want to test something, but you don't know, like, what the element is, you can totally open it up and start interactively making these tests.
Right, right. So then I can go in and, you know, I'm going to, obviously, when you post this, the password will not be the same.
Of course. Yeah, don't be trying to log in.
Log in with this. But notice that it just sets the username and password.
That's cool.
And then I'm gonna sign in, and you know I've signed in.
That's cool.
Right. So okay, I've got this entire script. So let's say I've got this entire script figured out. Right. At that point, you can actually bring it into the actual program FS. So
to compile into an assembly. Yeah.
To compile into an assembly. So here's the same script written here. And this will run, so then after you've done it, it's just a simple console app. So you can just do debug, start new instance, and we'll actually see the script run end to end. It goes fast. Sign in, username, password, find the repo, click it, fork it, goes to fork magic, and done.
That's amazing.
So the reason we have so many forks is I've created all these bots that fork this repo. But that's kind of, you know, what Canopy F Sharp is in a nutshell. And here's the crazy thing. We created our own testing framework specifically to be able to say, well, I want to see what broke, right? So let's say a test broke. I can go in and do this again.
Mm-hmm.
And now with adding this, you know, additional equal sign. Sorry, there we go.
Okay.
By adding this additional equal sign, what it's going to do is it's actually going to highlight what's being interacted with. So you're going to see it slows the test down, and then it highlights all the things that are being interacted
cool.
with. So you can kind of see, like, okay, where's the error happening? Am I doing the right selectors? Am I doing the right thing? So all those things are built into this
that's
framework.
Pretty cool. So where can you go to find out about Canopy?
All right. So if you go to... My friend's name, mm-hmm. his name is Left-Handed Goat.
That's cool.
On GitHub, which is awesome. So if you just literally search for Canopy F Sharp, uh-huh. it'll take you to the page. There's a full walkthrough on how to do it,
okay.
a simple hello world, step by step. And if you want this exact program that I built right now, you can go to github.com/AmirRajan canopy demo, clone it, run it, enjoy.
Nice.
Create your fork of canopy and have fun with F Sharp.
I just love the cool stuff that people come up with to run and do stuff in .NET.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I want to make people happy. I want to make developers happy. And yeah. I figured, like, you know, this is the best way to get you introduced in F Sharp and
cool.
Have fun with UI automation.
All right, well, thanks so much for spending a minute with us. We are here at .NET Fringe talking about all things OSS and the cool projects that the community is making to help our lives better as .NET developers. We will see you guys next time.
See ya.